Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my very comical, tall, and he'll say good-looking, but we know that's not the case, Jim Hobgood. Good to be here broadcasting live tonight from Richmond BMW. This is an exciting night for us. First time we've done a live remote here in Richmond. We've done a remote down in Greensboro.
That is true.
For the ACC tournament. So this is a big broadcast for us. We're very excited. So come on out to Richmond BMW on Broad Street. UVA fans are gearing up for a big ACC game this week. Florida State is coming to Charlottesville. Huge game, 12 noon kickoff up there at Scott Stadium. As you know, Who's Talking goes behind the scenes to take a closer look at Wahoo sports and the athletes that compete for Virginia. Jim and I will preview the upcoming Florida State game and some exciting Who's Talking events coming down the pike. We're glad that you've joined us.
And indeed, this is Hobo. We do have an exciting show, as Frank mentioned, tonight, live from Richmond BMW. We have former UVA wide receiver and Chicago Bear tight end Fontel Mines to our right. It's hard to get to my right, but that's another story. He'll be our first guest tonight. We also have another Hermitage High School star, his teammate at Virginia, had some overlap there, former Virginia quarterback Jameel Sewell, to talk about the UVA offense and team. A little later in the program, we have Dr. Paul
Karitsas.
Paul Karitsas from West End Orthopedic. He'll be joining us. We'll have Chris Horn back on later in the show to talk a little bit about recruiting, always important and popular subject. And as Frank is prone to do at this point in time, he will tell you several ways that you can follow us on Who's Talking.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage everyone to send questions, comments via Facebook. Normally we ask for call-ins, but tonight we're asking people to come on by Richmond BMW on Broad Street and join us live in person. Come meet Jameel Sewell and Fontel Mines, and Noah Greenbaum is in the house somewhere.
He's in the house. He's got a necktie on, so he's really special.
You've got to be careful. He might kick you. He thinks everything's a football.
He thinks it's St. Patrick's Day.
As you know, all of our shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage our fans, as always, to go on Facebook, just search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
Well, Mr. Maloney, the UVA men's football team, I guess there's only a men's football team in there, yeah. It's coming off a solid win over VMI, 48-7, after a 7-7 tie early in the contest. Virginia had 41 unanswered points, and this week we get a chance to maybe have a real test against Florida State. As somebody mentioned, the VMI uniforms and the Florida State uniforms look very similar. It's just the athletes for Florida State are a little bigger and a little faster, so it'll be a good test for Mike London and his group this Saturday at noon. Interesting paradigm, and we'll talk a little bit about the games thus far and be joined, as you say, Fontel here. And why don't we go ahead and introduce Fontel and let him begin answering some of our questions.
Well, first off, we are delighted that Fontel could join us. Outstanding young man. He's a few years removed from UVA, but actually it seems like only yesterday he was running down the field, knocking people down or catching a pass and running for some yards. He was born in 1985, and he attended none other than Hermitage High School, and we're very excited to have a local product on our show. This is always exciting. Fontel went on to play for a number of years for the Chicago Bears, and we'll cover that with in a few minutes. So we're going to welcome Fontel on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so let's look at a few things. First off, I know that you used to play basketball. So the first thing I want to ask is going to throw Hobgood right out of his chair is was there any thought given that you might play basketball in college?
None at all. But I always did it. You know, it was just a pastime of a lot of guys like me. You know, Jim joked earlier. That's what football players want to do in the offseason. So we'd always challenge those guys to a match. But, you know, I still love to play.
Right.
It's great conditioning, great competition. So I love to play
still. Yeah, but you did play in high school, though, right?
I did. It's pretty good, too.
Well, and did you play throughout high school or just?
I did. Played 4 years, 2 years of varsity starter. So.
And you would have been a forward, maybe?
I was power forward. I like to think I was a shooting guard at times, but
power
forward.
All power forwards think they're shooting guards.
Of course.
You know, but it's all about the three.
All right, let's talk about this year's Cavalier team. Both we're going to ask some of the same questions to both you and Jameel to get a take on what it's like to be a former player, just recently finished from Virginia. And let's look at this team. This is very interesting. Both of you guys know Mark Farica, the quarterback, I'm
right,
sure.
Right.
You know Chris Byrd, a Richmond product.
Right.
You've got Dontrell Inman, who's been in the program, it seems like, forever. And all of a sudden, he's making it happen, right? So let's talk about the receiving core a little bit, since that's maybe where you would have the most attention or interest.
Man, you know, you leave the team, but you never leave the family. So I'm still around those guys. I actually visited Charlottesville not too long ago. And, you know, I fell in love with the way they're performing right now, just their attitude, their courage. Everybody doubted them coming into the season. I mean, I think they might have been ranked last coming into the season.
Yeah, they were picked last in their division preseason.
Right. I mean, they've already proven a lot of people wrong. I think Coach Leonard is doing a terrific job, you know, turning that program around and getting those guys back on the right track. And, you know, all of them want to play football again. I think that's the key. They're having fun. You know, they're going out there making plays. I mean, it's a joy to watch.
Now, is it the coaches? Is it the attitude? Or are these guys better than they were given credit for?
You know what? I think the coach's attitude has a lot to do with the player's attitude. You know, the way he carries himself, you know, on and off the field reflects to the players. And I think he's doing a great job, and I think the players are responding well to him.
What about Bill Lazor, the offensive coordinator? Have you had any? Obviously, you've seen the team play a different offensive system this year. What's your assessment of the current offense?
I think he's doing a great job, man. He's mixing it up. You know, a lot of running backs. You got Keith Payne. He's doing a wonderful job. You know, he hasn't, you know, had the best career there, and he's coming back, and he's playing great. You know, the receivers are making big plays down the field. You know, they're helping their quarterback, who's a proven leader. He's been there for a while. So he knows what he's doing.
You know, it's interesting. It just occurred to me there's a parallel on this team. Keith Payne took a year off from the team and came back, and look what he's doing. And, you know, our next guest, Jameel Sewell, took a year off, and then
right.
He came back and really gave UVA quite a shot in the arm. I don't think the last season would have gone nearly as well without Jameel. I think that would have been a much worse experience.
Of course, that's my quarterback, so I'm always vouch for him. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. I've always been told that by my mother, you know, by a lot of important people in my life. And I think he really turned his life around. And, you know, he realized what he missed. You know, that's what it takes sometimes. And he came back, and he had a great career.
Well, I think it takes a lot of courage to do that. Let's talk a little bit about this game. Florida State, just a few years ago, Virginia beat Florida State at home, and you were on that team, and I think Jameel was a redshirt on that team. So let's look at this. This is very interesting dynamic. Virginia is 2-1 coming into this game. Florida State is 3-1, although Florida State stubbed their toe pretty hard at Oklahoma on that first away game, and now they're going to have to go on the road, come to Charlottesville for an early morning game, 12 noon. Is this truly a great opportunity for Virginia, or is Virginia just trying to give it the good old college try?
You know what? It is a great opportunity for them. And Anthony Poindexter always told us one thing. Those guys put their pants on the same way we do, one leg at a time. And I think that's the attitude we took towards them when we played them. And once we got the whole fact that we were playing Florida State and the previous NFL players that they had, and you know those players weren't out there. We were playing against a whole different team. And I think that's the attitude we took. And we went out there and we played a great game, and everybody was together.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you know, Florida State, no question, has a great tradition. They've won national championships, but this is not necessarily those teams. So
right.
How would you assess Florida State this year? How good are they?
Florida State is always good, man, always. Florida produces some of the best talent next to Virginia. So, I mean, they're always good. They've had a great coach for the past – I don't even know how many years did Bobby Bowden coach.
About 100.
So, you know, they've had their system in place for a long time, and they've had great players come through there. But Virginia's good. Virginia's been good. So we always stand a chance against Florida State.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, of course, they have Christian Ponder that a lot of people, certainly Florida State, is promoting him as a Heisman candidate. Your assessment of him?
He's a good quarterback. I haven't got a chance to really watch him, but he's a good quarterback. He's efficient. He can run well. He leads his team, and that's the most important thing is leading your team. And I think Jameel Sewell did a great job of doing that when he was there.
You know, I think this is something that folks haven't been writing about in the papers. But, you know, Mark Verica got to learn some valuable lessons in these last few years working and studying films and so forth with Jameel and watching how Jameel would attack defenses. So here's a fifth-year senior for Virginia going up against a senior quarterback at Florida State. I think this is Verica's biggest opportunity he's ever had in his career to really show all the doubters, hey, I can get it done, you know, and maybe learn something the way that, you know, Jameel had a huge game down there last year in North Carolina when the chips were against him and all those injuries and so forth. And Virginia beat a very good North Carolina team. I almost look at this game as that type of opportunity. Florida State is coming in. They have not played well on the road this year. Mark Verica is good to go, right?
Right. You know, anytime you can put on the pads and lace up your cleats and go play football, it's a great opportunity to prove yourself and your leadership qualities. And, you know, that's what he has at stake this weekend. He got a great opportunity to beat a good team with a great record and really get his team on track.
Has your assessment of this team changed over the course of the first three games? You know, a lot of people, as you said before, not much was expected out of this team. But I think people have been pleasantly surprised thus far, particularly with the Southern California game. I mean, what do you think about this year?
I mean, a lot of those guys that are seniors now were freshmen when I was there. So, I mean, I knew they had the talent. It was just all a matter of time of putting it all together, you know, all playing as a team. And, you know, it takes time. It takes time. And I think Coach London kind of, you know, sped that process up a little bit. You know, those guys are excited over there and they want to play football.
You know, last year's receivers are now this year's veterans. It's interesting. Chris Byrd was really breaking through last year. Dontrell Inman, I don't know, he certainly didn't produce last year for Jameel like he should have, and now this year all of a sudden he's getting open. We lost Tim Smith. An ankle injury, but Jared Green is stepping up, and
Matt Snyder too.
Matt Snyder from Richmond are stepping up. Joe Torsh is back from his shoulder injury. Don't you think that Verica and these receivers can do enough damage?
Right.
They can set up the running game.
They're proven. Like you said, they're vets now. Like, they've been there. They've done it. They played in games. They played in front of the 80,000 with the lights on the national TV. So, you know, this is nothing new for them. So it's just a matter of going out and making plays, man. I'm encouraged because I like what Mark's doing over there, and I like his leadership, and I like the receivers making plays. So, I mean, it's going to be a good game Saturday.
You know, it's interesting as well that I think the offensive line was earning their stripes last year. Again, that's a veteran group that's back almost entirely intact. These guys should be ready for this game.
Right.
You know, it's their time.
I mean, if you can't get up for this game, then you shouldn't be playing.
I think that's a great
point. Well, you know, and I think anybody who's a former athlete, basketball, football, whatever, there's something special about a big game. I think this will be a big game atmosphere at Scott Stadium on Saturday. You know, it's raining right now, and we're at Richmond BMW, 8710 West Broad, by the way. So if you're in the neighborhood, please stop by, 345-0910. If you have a call or a question for any of these guys, or you can come by and ask the question in person. But I just think there, as an athlete, you get a special feeling about a game that is, again, a marquee opponent where you have an opportunity to prove something.
Right. These are the games you want to play in. I get the chills just even talking about it, you know, just reminiscing. When we played Florida State, they were ranked 4 in the country. Everybody predicted us to lose, and, you know, we came out there and pretty much shocked the world.
And my sense is Mike London has an ability to get you pumped up for anybody, but I'm sure he may not need to pump him up for this game, but he can do it. But at any rate, we're going to go to our first break. Why not? We'll pause. We got one more question for Fontel before we go to the break.
Quick question. And we're going to come back in a minute after this break and ask you the question that we always ask every guest about your favorite Cavalier moment. Very quickly, give us an estimate, projection on this game. What's going to happen?
Virginia's going to win.
There you go. Give me a score.
I'm going to say 28-7.
28-7. Wow. He is an optimist. But all right, we will go to the break now. We'll be back after these messages with Fontel Mines. Thanks for joining us.